I'm Curtis LaPierre, Chair of the Washington State Board of Licensure for Landscape Architects. It is now 10:01 a.m. on Thursday, May 9th, 2024. I'm calling this board meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public and we will provide an opportunity for public comment later in the meeting. To reduce background noise, we ask that you please mute yourself when you're not speaking. And also for board members to help us capture information correctly, please state your name when making comments. Thank you. Susan, would you please call the roll?
Sure. I'll start with you, Chair LaPierre.
Here.
Vice Chair Crabell. Secretary Robinson-Losey.
Yes, I'm here.
Board Member Anderson.
Present.
And Board Member Solorio.
Present.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item three, approval of the agenda. That'll need a motion for approval, please.
This is Sharon. I move to approve.
Thank you. Second?
I second it. This is Board Member Solorio. I second the motion.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. Item four, approval of the minutes, also needs a motion.
Board Member Anderson, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Great, thanks.
This is Darren, I'll second.
Oh, hi, Darren, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Minutes are approved. Under old business, under outreach, let's go ahead and open the discussion of any recent outreach activities.
Board Member Anderson, I went and I was already over for a board meeting at WSU. They were able to pull together some students, and I presented the slide deck to the students. There were supposed to be more students there, but they bowed out at the last minute. So I had a group of probably about eight, but they seemed interested. They've had some questions. I think after working with the slide deck that I definitely have some ideas how I'd like to reassess my how I presented it. I haven't been able to sit down and go through it a bit more, but it did seem like at least the students were interested. They were engaged, the ones that were there, and I think they were happy to receive it. I also was able to, because I went to they also had portfolio review here at the end of April. I sat in a couple of meetings and answered some questions about licensure and also kind of advocated for them to get their licenses. Where that ends up, we'll see in the coming years, but definitely encourage them to start taking their tests, get it done, and become certified.
Great. If no one fell asleep, that's a plus. I'll be curious to I'll be curious to know and then to see how you want to change the presentation and if that's based on questions you got, if there was anything lacking in there. So, and that presentation should be kind of a living thing, and constantly improved, year to year. We basically started with nothing. So.
Yeah, there were some things that I changed kind of in the area where we talked about calling yourself a landscape architect versus a landscape designer. And the way it seemed to me at the time was that it was the way we were going forward with it was more was punitive. And so I made it less, a little bit less punitive. I'd have to pull it up, Curtis, and show you what we changed.
Oh, that's fine. That awareness is the important thing, not the threat. Right. Anybody else, Darren, or anybody else? I've had a couple of follow-up conversations on the UW presentation that we did with one of the grad students just a couple of days ago. So that was interesting to see, you know, what they got out of it. Sounds like that's it for that item. Under new business. Oh, sorry.
This is Board Member Solorio. Do we have any plan of action for future outreach efforts or goals for the second half of the year?
I think one idea was to look at having an in-person meeting. Maybe the fall meeting might be in person.
We are actually hoping that our next meeting will be in person. We'll be discussing that a little bit later in the agenda.
Oh, what I meant was in person at WSU.
Or in person at one of the universities.
Yeah.
We have not had those discussions with either of the universities, but we can certainly reach out and see if there's the potential for that and just see what it would take.
Sure.
Board Member Anderson again. I should be in Pullman again, either September or October for another event. So it would be another opportunity to get in front of the students and go over it again, since this group was essentially all graduating seniors.
Great. And I've been talking to Vanessa Lee at UW about interns, so I'll mention that to her as well. And they typically have been interested in the fall or spring. I'll find out which is going to work. Not sure if they want to make that happen with their professional practice class or at just any time will work. So I'll track that down. All right. If that's it on the outreach, we'll move on to new business. Election of officers. So we will be electing today chair, vice chair, and secretary for the upcoming year. So this is our second meeting of the year. This is when we hold elections for those three positions. And that's for, again, following 12 months, and that takes effect at the next meeting. So what I'm going to do now is open the floor for nominations. I'll need a motion and a vote for each of those positions, chair, vice chair, secretary. Any nominations?
Should we start with secretary? Is that what we're starting with?
Sure.
Curtis, this is Sharon. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Darren, could you say that again? I interrupted you.
No, I was just suggesting we start with secretary.
I interrupted Darren. I just wanted to. Oh, okay.
I'll go ahead and nominate Board Member Solorio, the secretary.
And we need a second and a vote on each. Is that correct?
And I should say,
I will second not,
that. That okay. Board Member Solorio, this is not throwing you under the bus. Trust me. So don't be scared.
It's quite all right.
So just to be clear, like,
thrown under the bus.
Yeah. Just for new members, like, it is kind of a rolling thing in that you tend to step up over time and we tend to rotate things through. So you'll all get a chance. That's fair, right?
Yes, I think I was secretary once and I didn't even notice. So quite painless.
Can we have a brief synopsis kind of what position the responsibilities of the positions are?
A good idea.
Sure, I'd be happy to provide that. So with the secretary position, it's a little bit more pro forma. We're required to have a secretary by statute and as an elected office for the board, but we take care of the secretary responsibilities. So basically what it would entail is if we have questions on the minutes, for example, if we have something really technical that we're just not certain we captured correctly or outlined correctly, we would send the minutes to that secretary and say, hey, would you mind taking a look at these for us and just making sure we captured it correctly? That's kind of the extent of the secretary duties. The other thing that would happen is on occasion, we will have a board member who, for whatever reason, has to step out of a leadership role. And typically what would happen is at the following meeting, we'd bring back the officers. So with Chair LaPierre being our chair right now, if mid-year he had to say, hey, I appreciate being on the board, I appreciate being the chair, but I need to step out of that chair role for the moment and just go into the regular board member role, then we would bring it back. And typically what would happen is the vice chair and secretary would then bump up into the chair and vice chair roles. Is how most boards operate. It's not a mandatory, it's just typically to get through the year, they just kind of bump up into those spaces. So that would be the only other thing with the secretary. For chair and vice chair, go ahead, Darren.
Oh, I was just going to ask Sydney that Sharon, as a public member, she has the same length of tenure as rest, like she's still on a 5-year, or is it a shorter time frame?
Nope, she's still appointed to the same length of term.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to verify that. Great.
Yep. And then so for our chair and vice chair positions, there is a little bit more involved in those. We do meet with the chair and the vice chair in between board meetings, just to kind of keep the information flowing, help us as staff as we're working on different projects to bring back to the board, just to, again, keep the information flowing so that we can continue working rather than having to press pause, wait until the next board meeting, bring it back to the full board. That way, it's that informational, we need that technical expertise. Excuse me.
And I'll throw a second.
Sorry. So that's kind of that additional, or as we're working on projects throughout the year, we may ask them to step into additional meetings to provide a little bit more subject matter expertise. But chair and vice chair can always turn that down.
Right. Board Member Anderson has seconded. Board Member Sarno's nomination for secretary, and we're voting. Is that correct? We vote at this time on each position separately?
Yes.
Or do we have to formally close the nominations?
I think we can do each one individually right now.
Okay, good. Any other nominations for secretary then? Hearing none. Any discussion? I endorse you. So it sounds like no further discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's entertain then the vice chair position, please. Nominations?
I'll once again go ahead and nominate Secretary Sharon Robinson-Mosey for vice chair.
Thank you. Need this a second.
Can I say something about that?
Sure.
Sure.
No.
Wait. No, I'm happy to do it. However, I've already rotated through on this and skipped the chair just because of my own personal lifestyle. And don't know if, because I'm going to rotate out in 25 or 26, don't know if you want to insert some of the new board members in there for longevity's sake, because Curtis, you can serve another term as chair, right?
I'm guessing yes. Yeah. As far as I know.
Yeah. Because as you rotate people through, it seems like the newer people are the people we want to get rotated through because they are going to be here longer. Because when my term is up, that's it for me. I don't think I can re-up. Yeah.
Right. That sounds like you would prefer to withdraw your name.
I would prefer to withdraw my name. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think Darren should do it again. I nominate Darren.
I'll second that.
Wow. Quick. All right. Any further nominations for vice chair? Hearing none, any discussion? Let's go ahead and vote. All those in favor of Darren as vice chair, please say aye.
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 Aye. Congratulations again, Darren. Let's move on to board chair. Any nominations for board chair?
I nominate Mr. LaPierre to continue as board chair.
Thank you.
All right. I'll second it.
Thank you. Any further nominations for board chair? Nominations are closed. Any discussion? I'm happy to do it again, by the way. Let's go ahead and vote then. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 I'll abstain since it's me, right?
You can vote on it. There's no financial or personal benefit to you, so you can vote on it.
Oh, I disagree.
No, all right,
don't put that in the minutes. I was just joking. Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Looks like we'll move on to item 6.2, the CLARB, Council of Landscape Architecture Registration Board, Licensure Summit, annual meeting, which is in Buffalo, New York. So staff is going to provide an update for that. Is that right? Is that you, Julia?
Sorry. Trying to use the camera on my laptop and the... Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay.
It says you're muted, but you're not.
I'm using the room audio and my laptop camera.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
So you guys can see me a little better. So the annual meeting this year is in September, the week of the 17th. This is the first year they are going to have a licensure summit before the annual meeting. So that happens, let me just double check my dates here. That is the 17th and 18th. And then the annual meeting will be the 19th through the 21st. The licensure summit and the annual meeting both have their own themes this year. The licensure summit is Empowering Opportunity, and it is a partnership with ASLA. The annual meeting is the theme is Opportunity into Action. And again, that's just CLARB. Board members can attend both, but the licensure summit is at your own cost. The board budget allows for the annual meeting, but not the licensure summit. We have access to the full schedule for both. I'm happy to share those out with you both, or with the people that are going, all the board members. They're doing a full, well, 2.5 days, just so everyone knows, for planning purposes. The last day on Saturday will end at 2:30. So if you're wanting to get back a little early, you can typically sneak out a little bit early on that day. Registration. They don't have the exact cost on the licensure summit, but if you are interested in going, it will be no more than $275 to register for that. Registration is opening May 15th, so that's next Wednesday. And we need to decide who in the board, who on the board will go, and who will be the voting delegate. They will have the elections at the annual meeting. I returned mid-April from my last Leadership Advisory Council meeting with CLARB, and we've got the slate of candidates for this coming year. You'll be receiving that after the June CLARB board meeting once they approve all of our recommendations. Any questions?
None for me.
Just a comment on the ASLA licensure summit. It sounds like at your own cost would not include the flight there or back, but would include maybe a night or two of hotel and the registration. So the registration does not include the hotel, I'm assuming.
Correct. It does not include the hotel.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you're attending the, and I'll let Sydney chime in here too, to make sure, you know, if I say this wrong, if you're attending both, if you're going to the annual meeting, I believe the flight would be covered, but the extra nights in the hotel would not, the registration for the licensure summit would not. Did I get that right, Sydney?
Yeah, that's correct. Because we would be paying the flight either way. So.
Right. Yeah.
That's just a comment. It seems like a lot of money for an individual to pay. This is the first time I know of that the licensure summit has had a registration fee, and maybe that's meals and, you know, paying for the space and all of that.
The agenda includes breakfast, lunch, looks like both days.
Okay. I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. If anybody wants to attend that in addition to the CLARB meeting, and they would like, I would reach out to Washington ASLA and see if they want to help sponsor that, since that totally benefits the chapter to have somebody attend that in person. And maybe there are members already going, but that sounds like something that the chapter might get behind. So those costs are not just worn by one individual. Any thought on that? Anyone?
This is Vice Chair Crable. That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that. So that's a good idea. I cannot go. I have my son's birthday is on the 18th, because I couldn't even leave to the 19th, and I have a conflict anyway on the Saturday. So that with the East Coast travel, it doesn't really make sense. I couldn't attend, you know, 60% of it probably. So I'll take myself out of it. I don't, it doesn't make sense for me because of those conflicts.
This is Sharon. I also want to take myself out of the running, Curtis, because I just went to the last one and it was fantastic and totally worth going to, but other people need an opportunity as well.
This is Board Member Solorio. I am unable to make that weekend also due to scheduling conflicts, although I would love to another opportunity in a different year to go.
Hold that for next year then. I was just going to ask you if you thought you could attend. How about Board Member Anderson? Is that something that you think you'd like to attend? Because I just went last year as well. You're on mute.
I think I can make it work. I just need to check with a higher authority.
Okay. And so why don't you get back to me on that then? And we can discuss any WASLA involvement, and I'd be willing to make that request on your behalf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vice Chair Crable again. Even without the licensure summit, that's kind of a separate item. But for the CLARB, like that's for us the more important stretch of time.
Right.
So just to clarify. So if you can't, Jason, if you can't go the licensure summit, I think that's okay. And focus on the CLARB meeting dates.
It sounded like the licensure summit was still somewhat important though, correct?
I think it's my opinion, it's kind of a nice to have.
Yeah.
But not.
Okay.
You know.
I feel like I've attended every year since, 2004 or something for the last 20 years. So, yeah, I mean, you always get something out of it, especially in your case. You're new to the board and everything. So I think it's good as a board member for you to know what ASLA National is doing as well as CLARB. So it would be a benefit. Do we know if the licensure summit is going to be virtual as well?
I don't believe so. I think they've taken off the virtual options.
Yeah. All right. So what's next in that then? We know Board Member Anderson is going to consider it.
Does this
require a vote or anything?
Well, were you, Curtis, were you considering going as well, depending on budget and your schedule?
I would really rather go next year.
Okay. All right. Yep.
Because I have a number of trips that I have to do this year. And I have to do some work around here once in a while. Yeah.
They make you work, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's part of being paid. Yeah.
So the other part of this is designating a voting delegate. And I don't think we need a vote on this, do we? We do? Okay, so we need a vote.
Yeah.
To basically name Jason the delegate. Sweet Board Member Anderson.
So if somebody could put that in the form of a motion, please, that Board Member Anderson will be our voting delegate.
This is Vice Chair Crable. I so move. as outlined.
Second. I second the motion. Oh, this is Board Member Solorio.
Thank you. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion passes. And do we need an alternate as well? Is that correct?
It sounds like all of our potential alternates are not available to attend this year. So if something happens, Jason, that you can't attend, just reach out to myself and Susan, and we'll reach back out to the board and beg and plead for somebody to go.
Okay.
But right now, you are our one and only plan.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to... Let's see. Reports. Committee task force reports. Washington Administrative Code.
Mr. Chair, we're actually on 6.3.
Oh, I thought we did that. Okay. Oh, I see. 6.3, CLARB, American Society of Landscape Architects, ASLA, Summer Licensure Summit. Is this different than the one in Buffalo?
This is different from the one in Buffalo. So they are actually doing quarterly licensure summits now. Okay. And so we'll have a report out on the spring one that happened here in a moment, but this is the Summer Licensure Summit. It will occur via Zoom June 5th. 2024 at 12 o'clock Pacific time. So if somebody's interested in listening in on their lunch hour. So we just wanted to make sure the board was aware that the summit is occurring. I believe the focus on this round is going to be on the uniform standards implementation now that most of the jurisdictions are through their legislative sessions. And if anybody is interested in listening in, reach out to myself, Susan, or Julia, and we can get you the information on attending.
Great. Usually we would get invitations, but if you would want, could you plan on sending that just out to all the board members?
We can do that. We can forward it again, just in case you did not receive it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
We're happy to.
Now, thanks. Now, item 7, the reports, committee task force reports, Washington Administrative Code Review Committee report. Sydney, you have a staff update?
I do, and I think I'm going to be taking most of the staff reports, and I'm going to apologize now. I seem to be getting coughing fits because whatever pollen changed in the air today is attacking my allergies. So please bear with me if I need to cough. So unfortunately, this is going to be a very short update. Julia and I were not able to connect on the final edits to the WAC update due to my being out on medical leave a good portion of this quarter. So we do have it on our at the top of our priority list to get that done and finalized and out to the board in the next month. So I apologize for the unfortunate again delay, but we'll get it back out to you as quick as we can.
Okay, thank you. And then we have a staff report on centralized investigations and audits unit reports.
And I will be taking that one as well. Unfortunately, our complaint team is unavailable today, so I'll be handling their report for them. So far this year, we've only had two reports, and they've both been two complaints, and they've both been closed.
Okay, very good. And so those weren't any, nothing that needed to be brought before the board at all? Because I don't recall hearing that. Yeah, okay. Then we have licensing and customer support services reports. Again, Sydney, and you're going to introduce Tanya Hessler.
I am. For those who have not had the opportunity to meet Tanya yet, Tanya Hessler is one of our program managers with the licensing and customer service support unit, and she'll be updating you on the licensure data for this quarter.
Thank you, Sydney. Good morning, everyone.
I have the licensing customer support licensee count that we have here for the active licensee counts broken down by age classifications. So we have 158, 65 and above, 207, 55 to 64, 275, 45 to 54, 209, 36 to 44, and 48, 25 to 34 for a grand total of 897. And from January to March of 2024, we have licensed 16 new landscape architects and processed 101 renewals.
Do we have any sense of, in a typical year, how many people were licensing new licenses? Probably not by reciprocity, by exam. Sounds like maybe 30 or 40, something like that.
Yeah, we could, Sydney, we can gather that, couldn't we? Certainly.
Yeah, we could put that information or that request in through Central Services and pull that data for the next meeting.
Thank you.
That'd be great. Yeah, my concern is with 158 people, licensees over 65, are those getting replenished? You know, and some of those folks are going to retire over the next, you know, who knows, 5 or 10 years. So
it'd be maybe just a tag on to that request of like maybe, I don't know, last 5 years or 10, just to see it, if we can see a trend.
If there's a trend.
Starting to,
yeah. You know. Great idea.
This is Board Member Solorio. I have a general question. Which department within the Department of Licensing is the one that actually determines the fees for professional licensing, including landscape architecture licenses?
That is a much more complicated question. So it's actually determined by the division, but with the support of the entire agency. And there's a lengthy process that we have to go through for that. So part of it is done within the Business and Professions Division, which the division all of the board staff belongs to. Part of it is handled through our director's office and a couple of units under him, including our legislative and policy office. And there's different pieces handled. And there's obviously pieces that are handled by our finance team. So there's different pieces that all come together to determine that.
Okay. Board Member Anderson, can you go to the next slide? Is this something that we can include this in the slide deck? I just want to emphasize to these students that, you know, you've got 158 and 207. You know, you've got over 300 people that are probably going to be retiring in the next few years, and you've got 48 that are between 25 and 34, just kind of hitting home for these students that if you go through this process, you're really going to have an opportunity at a bunch of different jobs, whatever you're interested in with landscape architecture.
And we can absolutely get that to you in a format that you can easily insert it into the slide deck. And if you want, we can also show the five-year trend. As soon as we pull that data, we can share that as well, and it can be incorporated.
That'd be great.
I think when we see that five-year trend combined with this, it would make a nice little article for the WSLA newsletter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Tanya. Any further questions on the licensing report? Hearing none, we can move on. Central Services Unit reports, HB or House Bill 1301 update. Austin Kohler is going to be introduced.
I don't know if it's Austin or looks like it's going to be Lauren.
It's me, Lauren Gilmore, today. I apologize. Okay. And that's because I just want to thank you all for your continued support with our work on this report to the legislature. We have recently completed our first draft, which is currently with our leadership being reviewed in the Business and Professional Licensing Division. Once we've completed through the review and submission process, we would really like to come back and present that information to you all and take any questions you might have on it. But not a super exciting update. I'm sorry, everybody.
So your final draft is due in August to the legislature?
August 31st, and we're doing our best right now to get it across everybody's desk since they've never seen it, and, well, we wrote a lot, so we're getting that shortened, so we're at the fun steps.
I'm wondering if we can get the draft before our August meeting. Is that possible?
I did discuss this with our legislative and policy, I don't know what the new acronym is, LPO, it used to be PLU. I discussed this with them and they had stated, since it is a report to the legislature, that they wanted them to see it first. And when it was available to everyone at the same time, we would be welcome to go over that with the board.
Okay.
Any other questions? And I'm happy to take questions anytime during the week. Also, you can contact us. I'll drop our email again in the chat for you all.
The chats for this one, Lauren.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We can send it back out. Board staff will send it to the board for you guys. Unfortunately, on that report, because this is a legislative report that has been requested by the legislature, the legislature tends to get very mad if we release those reports to folks before they have had that opportunity to see it. So we definitely don't want to make the legislature mad.
But there's nothing shocking in this report, nothing that's going to surprise anybody. It's very boring.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Any further questions then? Thank you. Looks like we can move on to boards, commissions, and outreach reports. Sydney, report outs on the following reports.
Yeah, and actually, I'm going to be asking Susan Nieves to take the bulk of these because she was handling everything for the board while I was on medical leave. So she had to attend the Spring Licensure Summit.
Yeah, so the Spring Licensure Summit happened back in March, and the summit covered nationwide legislation updates, uniform standards, 2024 Alliance for Responsible Professional Licensing, and the Freedom to Invest in Tomorrow's Workforce Act. So I pulled out a few of the slides that were presented in the presentation back in March. And so you'll see the 2024 legislative summary across our country. This was also included in the packet. I know it's kind of hard to translate those colors on the screen, but there was 152 occupational bills. Deregulation was 0. Universal licensing was 25. Military spouse, 13. Sunset was 6. And consumer choices, 0. And the right to earn a living was 1. So that's what it looks like across the country with our legislation this year. And regarding the uniform standards update, there's a color-coded map here, too, of the country. And the green represents adopted uniform standards. The light green represents discussing and working towards adopting the uniform standards. And the light blue signifies they have not started aligning yet. So that's just a snapshot of what it looks like with our jurisdictions and states. And another one that they talked about was the Freedom to Invest in Tomorrow's Workforce, which is a bill that will make licensure more affordable and attainable. $529 would shift money from college savings plans into career savings plans that would support with college prep courses, practical exams, continued education, and other things associated with licensure. And the act was supported by both Democrats and Republicans. And the numbers are reflected in the slide here. So it looks like it would be a viable passage for this act. So that's pretty cool. So like I said, all of this is included in the packet, these three slides, but I also have a link to a YouTube video and the whole deck slide from the presentation if anybody is interested in it. So that is the Spring Licensure Summit kind of rolled up. Does anybody have any questions?
All right, thanks, Susan. And then I will take the mid-year update. I'm going to go very broad overview because it was a whole lot of the same stuff that Susan just covered. So again, primary focus was on legislation, as a lot of legislative sessions were wrapping up around the country, as well as the uniform standard implementation. But they did also discuss CLAR looking to move toward model continuing education standards. The I-Corps committee that's been set up regarding overlapping practice between the design professions gave a report, and it sounds like they're hoping to have an actual formal report on their work and their recommendations over the summer. So hopefully that one will be coming soon. And then they also just discussed some updates to the CLAR bylaws that they're looking at and experience requirement, work groups, and a database and a website transition, and then update from the Leadership Advisory Council. So again, the bulk of the time from the mid-year update was spent going over those legislative reviews. And they also highlighted our House Bill 1301. And it's been really cool over the last several updates, including the mid-year, hearing them talk about the work that CLARB has been able to do with Lauren and her team, getting us through that 1301 review and report, and been very awesome to hear the wonderful things that the CLARB team had to say about going through that work. Knowing that reviews or sunset reviews or however they're billed in different locations around the country, it's not always as smooth to work with the staff that are working on those reports or working on those reviews. And so kudos to Lauren and her team for the work that they did with CLARB to kind of ease some of those strains and concerns that have been going around on that. So the only other thing from the mid-year update is that CLARB is always seeking to increase member participation and calling for volunteers. So they do have openings on the Application Review Committee, the Member Board Executives Committee, and the Exam Writing Committee. And the full PowerPoint was included in the packet for this meeting. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them to the best of my ability anyway. All right, well, then hearing none, I'm going to let Susan Nieves handle the final two reports for our unit.
So we have organized a hybrid meeting for the landscape architects. We were able to get a full quorum of the board to be present. The meeting will be at the Black Lake facility in a conference room on August 8th. I will be connecting with our board members to see if they need any types of accommodations with hotel, possible airfare, whatever's needed. We have a new administrative assistant, Linda Gallivan, and her and I are working together. She's really the muscle behind all of it. She will technically be the one taking over any travel plans that is needed from any board members. So there will be more to come, and notification with time, location of the board meeting in the future. So it's great to see a full quorum of the board. Does anybody have any questions regarding the meeting?
Could you repeat the location again?
It will be in Olympia, Washington, at the Black Lake Department of Licensing's Professional Building.
Okay.
I believe it's 405 Black Lake. Great.
A long, long time ago.
Yeah,
pretty exciting. That person.
And as we get closer, we'll make sure everybody has the exact location, maps, whatever we need, so that we can get you guys all set.
So if there's no questions, I'll move on to the action item list. So we are still reviewing the charter update. We also talked about the WAC review, so hopefully that will be brought back at the next meeting. We have new things to look at for outreach for our universities. I will be connecting with the universities for a potential in-person meeting in the future. Staff to request from CLARB age demographic data from test takers with timeframes. That's still in progress. And the House Bill 1301 send out the frequently asked questions to WASLA and to our public, and that was accomplished shortly after our last meeting. Does anybody have any questions? Thank you.
Moving on to item 8, public comments. We're now entering our public comment period. The public may address the board on matters within the board's jurisdiction, either verbally or during the meeting, or by submitting written comments in advance. Verbal comments are limited to 1 3-minute comment. Written comments are limited to 500 words and must have been emailed to the board staff no less than 2 business days prior to this meeting. In response to public comments, the board is limited to either requesting the matter be added to a future agenda for discussion or referring it to staff. Inflammatory comments or language will not be permitted. Board or staff, do we have any written public comments to be read by staff?
No, Mr. Chair, we do not.
Okay. If you would like to make a comment, please unmute your line, state your name, and share your comments with the board. As a reminder, please mute your line once you've finished. Did anyone notice that we have any public members?
I don't believe so.
I just scrolled through our list and it does not look like we do.
All righty. Let's go ahead and close that comment period then. We'll move on to item 9, our conclusion. Any announcements from the board or staff? Any information or announcements you'd like to share? Under item 9.2, requests for future agenda items. Would any of the members of the board like to request a future agenda item? I think we have one already, which is House Bill 1301 draft. If we can take a look at that in August. It seems like at some point, either in the August meeting or in a follow-up, one that we should probably take on the uniform standard and looking at our law and to make long-range plans for what we're going to do about adopting or not adopting a CLARB uniform standard.
Curtis, that was part of the WAC update, was trying to align ours as best we could with the uniform
standard
update.
Is that, Is that is would that then conclude the adoption of the uniform standard?
It's not a one-to-one because we have some limitations based on our legislative, how we set up our I don't know, help me out here, Sydney. What's the right technical?
So we have some legal constraints regarding how the statutes are written. We won't be able to fully align directly one for one with the uniform standards. And Julia can also pop on at any time. But we do have some legal constraints around there. So I think what we can do is once the WAC update has been finalized and rolled out, we can also bring back an additional item showing maybe what we were not able to align with on those uniform standards. And then the board can discuss whatever any potential next steps might be, understanding that that would require legislative changes and that there's always risks associated with that. So it would just be a more comprehensive discussion on what that looks like.
Right.
This is great.
Go ahead, Sydney.
Sorry, Curtis. This is Board Member Solorio. If this meeting in August is an appropriate venue, I think it is worth exploring the cost of licensure fees and renewal in the landscape architecture profession in comparison, just for context, of similarly aligned professions and the cost of licensure for those.
We will absolutely put in the request for that for the August meeting.
And I will, because I'm the one bringing it up, I am happy to do some background information and send it to the board in an appropriate manner to have some information for the discussion.
I'll reach out to you and make sure that we do those in the correct way so we don't violate.
Perfect.
Great. Thanks. Are you, Lindsay, are you looking at other states?
I know in terms of Washington specifically, other professions such as engineers.
Oh, other professions within the state. Okay.
Yes. And the cost of licensure and continuing education in comparison to salaries and the burden of that.
Mm-hmm. So before we go too far down this line, especially because we do have our AAG, I want to, because this item isn't on the agenda, want to keep us from having too much discussion on it. And we'll definitely put that on the agenda for the next meeting.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sydney.
I was waiting.
You've trained her well.
Come on, say stop.
Yep, exactly.
Any other future agenda items? And we're going to review the action items. Seems like we already did that. Unless you want to just include agenda items that we just talked about. Susan?
Yeah, I have captured, so just so that I got you guys correctly with your agenda items, I've captured potential for the review draft of House Bill 1301. And once the WAC is finalized, have a discussion for long-term goals regarding the uniform standards. Maybe right. I'll put that on our action item list and we'll move forward once everything is finalized with the WAC. And then a discussion on fees with support from Board Member Solorio. And then I did capture some action items today, and some of them I did discuss with the review on the action items, but I'll just briefly go over those with you guys. Review or to reach out to the universities for potential in-person meeting. I will connect with Board Member Anderson regarding the annual meeting, and I'll give you guys feedback if he is unable to attend as our delegate. And then on our licensee count, we will work on getting the numbers for new exams for the year and potentially up to a 5-year to show trends, and also get that slide out to Jason to update his PowerPoint for presentations. and then send out the contact information for our legislation unit if anybody has any questions or concerns for Lauren.
I think that's it.
Great.
Thank you very much, Susan.
Yes.
Before we adjourn, let me apologize to Lindsay. I pronounced your last name. I called you board member Salerno, which is a salad at Tutabella. And they fond of.
I mean, that sounds really good.
Yeah, you'll go by either one, I guess. Okay. Well, thanks. It's now 11:01 on Thursday, May 9th. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Bye now. Bye-bye. Bye.